Perkins County Volleyball. You're off to 17 matches and about 10 more to play. I think I looked at your schedule, about 12 to play, but you have got to be ecstatic about the way your team's playing. 14-3, coming off a nice tournament run here. Talk about your team. You're all smiles, aren't you?
Yeah, really. We have just come out running and gunning, and we have some big hitters this year that have really stepped up. We have a couple of sophomores that have completely stepped up for us to be reliable hitters. We have a junior that has stepped into the 6-2 position to, you know, replace our senior setter that we lost from last year as a senior. And so I'm so proud of the way that they have all meshed together, you know, and we talk a lot about like the chemistry of the team, and the girls have just, they have stepped into their roles. They've accepted them and they've meshed very, very well. I'm super proud of them.
You mentioned underclassmen. You've got some upperclassmen. You lean on those seniors a lot, as you well know, in coaching. If you got those upperclassmen, you want them to lead the way. And you've got some young ladies that have done that this year, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And we also have, you know, a DS that has stepped in, and she's also a senior. She blew her knee a couple of years ago, and she was one of our setters her freshman and sophomore year, that started that sophomore year. And you know, she blew that knee, and she just kind of, she had issues with it all last year. So this year she has just fully accepted that role of being a DS for us, and she's done a great job of stepping in there and passing the ball and playing defense for us. And so I'm super proud of just their will and their grit, and you know, their want to be out on the court, but as far as that goes, just their competitiveness.
I know one of those seniors you know very, very well, and it's hard to believe that this is her senior season, but it just seems like Libby just started as a freshman playing the volleyball for you a couple of years ago, and hard to believe this is it, her senior season. I know you're a little sad in that retrospect, aren't you?
You know, the senior Sunday thing is a big thing on Facebook, and every Sunday morning I'm just like, oh man, another one. I got to pick out another memory. But, you know, you reminisce back on them and you just go, how did this happen so fast? You know, and I mean, I even blinked, you know, 3 years ago, she was a freshman, and, well, 4 years ago, and she was a freshman, and, you know, now she's in the middle of her senior year, and I can't think about that. Otherwise, it gets the best of mom. But, it's been a joy being able to have this opportunity to be mom and coach to her throughout this high school career of hers.
And, of course, being part of that 6-2, she sets and she hits a six rotation player for you. She does a little bit of everything, doesn't she?
Yeah, when I talk to, you know, bigger class school coaches or college coaches or anything like that, I go, well, she's setter, middle hitter, and they're like, oh, the small town's setter, middle hitter, you know. And but she, you know, she's stepped up for us, and she has played that position all 4 years, and she has done a good job of it. She loves to block, she loves to, you know, attack big and hard, and she's quick. And so, and then along with that, you know, her setting, she has settled into that role very, very well, and has continued to get better and better at that as well.
But there are some other young ladies playing well. She's got a good supporting cast. As far, I think, hitters, I think you've got a couple of your hitters are right there, kind of 1-2 in kills, pretty closely. When I looked at your stats, pretty close, aren't they?
Yeah, that's Ella Homan and Maddie Potts, and they're both sophomores, and they're our outsides this year, and they have just stepped up majorly. They cut the ball well. They, you know, transition well so that they can get a full-on attack pretty much every time, and they're not afraid to hit, and which is what I love. I love, you know, an aggressive front row, and so I think that they have really stepped up this year. They see the court well, they talk to each other well. It's just really fun to hear. You know, I have to think sometimes, oh my gosh, they're only sophomores, but they play the game like they're seniors already, so it's exciting to watch and see.
You've had some battles through the first 17 matches. I take it that that five setter which against St. Pat's, which was a win 3-2, is maybe one that kind of stands out, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was a fun night. You know, we hosted that one, and last year they hosted, and we got them in four sets over there, and that was the first time, I think, in 12 years that we had done that. And then this year, you know, we knew we were going to have to battle, and the girls just stepped up, and they fought, and, you know, we were down in that fourth set to come back and win it, and their grit, I talk about their grit a lot, but I'm telling you, these girls know how to fight. They don't give up. They don't roll over. They don't accept defeat, you know? They just go with it, and they work until the final point is on the board, and that's what I love about them. They're all in for each other.
Got some big matches coming up. I look at your schedule. A lot of teams have double-digit wins. At Garden County, you've got, you know, Juanita Palisades not having a bad season. You got Chase still coming up. You've got your conference tournament. So there's opportunities, chances out there to get some big wins and build up that win total and your PowerPoint total coming up here in the next couple of weeks, isn't there?
Yeah, it feels like the schedule never really settles down so that you have training time. But in that training time that we do get, we really work on just defense coverage and blocking, like trying to become that blocking team that people don't want to go against, you know, so that we can get our offense set up. You know, if we can get touch blocks, we can slow that ball down and get our offense set up and attack at them. And so, you know, just utilizing that training time and preparing for one match at a time, we really try to hone in on some of that stuff and just, you know, fine tune our serving and just make sure that we're prepared.
And you're going to host that conference tournament here in a couple of weeks, and you're kind of shooting for that one seed. I think you and Chase are record-wise. I think maybe Bram Bridgeport, I think, up there as well, kind of fighting for some of those top seeds, aren't you?
Yeah. Honestly, I just don't even really look at the points until it gets closer because I don't want to stress out about it. So I just, you know, we know what we have to do. We have to take care of business on the court each and every night. You know, volleyball is a game of momentum, and if you show up flat, you're probably going to play flat. If you show up energized, you're going to play energized. And what we have learned is that energy feeds success for us. So that's what we kind of try to focus on each and every time that we step on that court, is just having that energy and playing to our level every single time.
Future looks pretty bright for you. Your numbers, with some classes coming up, the junior high classes, feel like numbers are going to be pretty steady, and future looks bright for you.
Yeah, I sure hope so. We have a huge sophomore class right now, so super proud of those girls. They come in and they work hard, and, you know, they're scattered all around, but I see so much goodness out of all of them. So it's exciting to have as many bodies as we do in the gym. And it's exciting to hear the noise throughout practice, because we get to set up two nets every day, you know, to fill that gym up and get those girls to working each and every day and not standing around. So it's just been a lot of fun to have the bodies that we have out there.